Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Sue Meet Terry is with Ian Bremmer's Eurasia Group. She spent 7 years at the CIA and National Security Council monitoring instability in North Korea. And of course, Leland Miller, a frequent guest, he owns the China Beige Book. We're thrilled to have both of you here. Sue, I've been dying to speak to you about what we don't know about North Korea. What is the quality of our intelligence day to day as we look north from Seoul?
Well, there's a reason why we call North Korea a hard target. It is one of the most difficult countries to understand. But that said, of course, and the most difficult thing for us to understand is regime intentions. Why the elites decide to do anything or what they're planning to do is the most difficult part to understand. But that said, I mean, this, you know, we have to make do with whatever reporting we have.
Do you have a confidence that we have like a spy network? I'm thinking of, you know, the Cold War in East Germany. Do you just assume there's a spy network giving us day-to-day information?
Let's just put it this way. That information is very poor. We don't have this vast...
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. North Korea has a strategy of appearing militarily strong, yet at the same time economically weak. It's this playoff of one another, and the rest of the world ends up thinking, you know what, why risk unleashing its ferocity when it would collapse at some point anyway? This is a facade, and it's played it well for a while. How aware are the U.S. and China of this facade?
The facade of instability? Instability, in terms of instability, we've been talking about potential instability in North Korea for a very long time, and that's something very hard for us to gauge. It could collapse. If you go to any kind of political science conference, all the indicators are checked in terms of potential instability. It's a failing country. It's a failing state. That said, there are pillars to instability, and it goes on for a while.
Leland, set up for us the space across the Yalu River. China is watching this. Is their key ally within all this, but if it's a failing state, how does China adapt?
Well, China's having a very hard time adapting. I think other than a nuclear holocaust, their worst case scenario is refugees flowing over the border, having Japanese and South Koreans and Americans move in to unify Korea. So they don't like what's going on, but that doesn't mean they're going to move to stop anything right now.
What is over the border? Is it industrialized northern, northeastern China, or is it just countryside?
Well, they're trying to develop special economic zones up north. So, Raison, one of the reasons that people think that maybe China isn't as disturbed about this as others is that the special economic zones are still churning. You've seen border passings slow down the passage of rice and other things to send a small signal to North Korea that China's not happy. But generally speaking, you're seeing a relatively robust relationship continue.
I want to bring things back to Sue Meet Terry for a moment here, because with all the talk about a potential missile launch this week and perhaps even a nuclear test, does that necessarily escalate the conflict here?
Well, that depends on what Seoul and Washington decide to do. But I think for now, there's a lot of hype, a lot of blustering, a lot of posturing. What I expect is a missile test, definitely either from today or until April 15th, which is the birthday of Kim Il-sung, the founding father, or possibly a nuclear test. But I expect things to calm down after April 30th when the joint exercises end.
Let me bring in Paul Barrett from Bloomberg Business Week with Sue Terry and Leland Miller.
What confuses me as an utter non-expert is why China doesn't assert itself more. Why do the Chinese operate in hints and feints? Why don't they get more aggressive to prevent the rise of American influence, as you were just describing?
Well, I think that they're very torn about what they should do about this. I mean, on the one hand, a North Korea that's out of control in Asia is a problem. But on the other hand, you know, you don't want to see South Korean influence increase. You don't want to see Japanese influence or U.S. influence increase in the space. So, there's just a policy disagreement at the top, and there's no really good answers.
It's no coincidence that there's new leadership in place in North Korea, in China, and in South Korea. Is Washington asserting itself too much here? Because President Obama has been here before.
I wouldn't say that they're asserting themselves too much. I think right now you have a limited number of options you can actually push forward. I mean, one of the questions is figuring out the intentions of the North Korean regime. And as Sue said, that's very difficult to do.
Sue, please.
Well, I fully support what the Obama administration is doing. I feel that, you know, all the previous administrations, we have never really stood firm against all the North Korean provocations. So Obama administration is actually, you know, showing some sort of backbone here by showing deterrence. And I think that will eventually help de-escalate the situation.
We all have fixed in our minds, I believe it was the Boston Globe, I'll give them credit, that photo of a number of years ago with the blackness of North Korea versus the Asian might of South Korea, Japan and others. How desperate are they right now? The newspaper reports to me and the videos look like something out of the 60s. Yeah. What is the state of North Korea and their people right now?
Well, that, by the way, is a great satellite photo with one light lit up in Pyongyang and with all the lights lit up in South Korea. No, they are pretty desperate, but you have to remember, the suffering of the people is not what's keeping the regime in place. It's as long as they have the elite support, the regime will go on, no matter how desperate the situation is.
Because elite supports the military, right?
Elites and the military supporting the regime is the most important
thing. Well, let me ask a dumb question to both of you. And I know with China, there's an interesting relationship between the new leadership and the military. Who's walking the walk in North Korea? Does the military control the leader, or does this 29-year-old control the military?
Well, I think there's always a debate whether there's a hardline military versus the moderate faction. But I do believe Kim Jong-un has consolidated his support, and he is leading the regime.
Leland, I want to bring it back to China, because where and how has China benefited the most from its alliance with North Korea?
Well, one thing it does is it keeps the United States occupied, and it keeps Asia on edge. And right now, China's leverage is high because, you know, the more the United States pushes China to do something, the more leverage China has.
So it buys China goodwill in its negotiations with other superpowers.
As long as it's doing something. You know, there was some credit earlier because they actually joined a resolution a few months ago to push back against the North
right.
Koreans. But if they're not acting aggressively, then there's some blowback from the major powers, and that's starting to see what's happening now.
Sumi, I go to your work with the CIA and the state of Americans in South Korea. What is the state of our force in South Korea, and are they at risk?
I don't believe right now they are at risk, because I don't believe general war is going to break out. Kim Jong-un knows if a war breaks out, it means the end of the regime. And our forces in Korea is very capable, and I think they're ready to defend. It's just that war is not going to break out.
Sumi Terry, thank you so much. With Eurasia Group and Leland Miller.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.